Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello? Hello? Oh, thank goodness it's working. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Listeners, welcome back to the Spirit Box Radio Enlightenment segment. I thought I was going to have to miss this week's episode because, well, I don't know what happened, to be perfectly honest with you. The last thing I remember was hosting the show. I know things started to go wrong, but I don't really know the extent of it. But I woke up on the floor here in the studio, right by the desk, and when I looked at the computer, well, it was time to broadcast the show. I think I've been asleep for the entire week. Oh, my wrists are killing me. And I'm covered in something. Dust? No, it's chalk. I'm absolutely covered in chalk. And there's paper everywhere, loads of drawings of the white door and... Oh, the chalk. The floor of the studio, It's covered in chalk drawings and carvings in the wood. It's all the door and... Ah, my whole body is killing me. Ow. My arms are full of splinters. Ah. Oh, gods. The cats. Ow. Oh. Oh, drawn the cursed knife. Ow. I'm sorry, darlings. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, darlings, darlings, I'm so sorry. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, hello, you obsidian majesty. I am so sorry. I don't shut you out, do I, darling? No, no, no. Oh, I love you, I do. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Here, here. Yeah, there you go, sweet babies. There you go. Ow, ow, ow! No, sorry, you can't sit on me. I'm full of tiny knives made of wood. Oh, there's so many of them. I don't know how to even start. Do I just pluck them out one by one? I just want them... Ow, I can't stand this. Oh, they've all just... There you are. What? Oh, hello. Yes, sorry. Slightly. Oh, slightly passing out. Sorry. Oh, you're kidding me. My nose is bleeding now? Seriously? God. Oof. Hang on. Hang up. Oh. All right. There we go. Oh, great. Okay. So, the forums. The thread about the man in the flat cap. Hang on. Did I delete this? I swear I deleted this, didn't I? If you seek him but don't search, and this is searching, isn't it? And if we want to find him, we don't want to search, right? Right. Okay, so settings. Delete. Great. Gone. And it's back. It's back again. Oh, Carl is typing. Carl says, Madame Marie didn't make the thread. The users made this thread because you were already trying to put the pieces together. Oh, God, no, Oliver, I was supposed to meet him. He was going to show me the botanical gardens. Oh, I've ruined it. I've killed it. Oh, no. Oh, gods. I should call him. I'll call him. Where's the number? Oh, oops. No. Oh, the tarot deck. Again, it's all over the floor. The unrelenting. This heart in chains, it looks like... Oliver has a tattoo just like this on his chest. The, what's the pointy bit of the heart? You know, the aorta that starts right between his collarbones. It looks just like this. A heart in chains and barbed wire, maybe? Or thorns. I'll call him, I'll ask him and... Wait. The cards on the floor, they're all face down apart from three of them again. Ignorance, ingratitude, indifference, again. I wonder if... But I just knocked them. I wasn't asking it anything. I just felt like that, but... Oliver. He'll know. I can ask him. Okay, let's call him. Hello, Oliver?
Sam, how wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I've not been in touch this week. I know we were supposed to go to the botanical gardens, and I'm so sorry. I was asleep. I'm sorry. I know it's stupid. It's so good to hear your voice. You know, I could listen to you talk all day and never get tired of it.
How very flattering.
Oh, Oliver, I'm so sorry. Do you remember what you said the night when I came and hosted the show from your shop? You were asking to see Madame Marie's weird tarot deck.
The True Arcanist Tarot?
I don't remember a lot of what you told me. I was sort of, distracted. Anyway, what did you say it was for?
A guide to understanding what arcana you might be encountering.
So you can use it to work out what it is you're dealing with, theoretically? How would you work that?
As any ordinary deck, of course. Connect with the cards and ask the right questions, and you'll get an appropriate answer.
But there are cards in here that don't make any sense. They aren't written down anywhere. I can't find anything about what they mean.
What cards have you drawn?
I mean, I didn't draw anything. That's the thing. I just sort of dropped the deck and three of them landed face up and the others were face down. Twice. The ones that I could see were ingratitude, ignorance, and indifference.
The three inconvenient sins. An irritating bunch of major arcana. The true Arcanist Tarot can be fickle and misleading at times. If you don't know the deck well enough, suffice it to say, answers can be difficult to interpret at the best of times. And if you don't have a strong enough relationship to the deck, it is wont to mislead you.
You're talking like it's alive.
It's not. Not any more than a ghost or an echo is alive. But it is imbued with the arcane. It feeds off it. The more powerful the thing drawing the cards, the more powerful the deck becomes. And this deck, I fear, has grown beyond its intended power.
The thing drawing the cards? I don't understand.
True Arcanist Tarot has used beyond the remit of witches and arcanists, Sam. It was made by human hands, but it has great appeal for any arcana seeking to stack the deck, as it were.
I don't understand.
As I told you before, most of the decks were destroyed, and it was with good reason. Some arcanists trade with the arcane to build their power, and with a true Arcanist Tarot in their hands, they can become near impossible to stop.
Madame Marie, if she traded with the arcane, then how do you even do that?
With earnest desperation.
I still don't understand, Oliver. I need you to explain properly and stop talking in riddles and vagaries.
I'm sorry, I'm trying, but I am.
If you seek him, but do not search, then you will find him.
You! You cut off my conversation with Rytidia, ominous phone guy. Who are you?
Wrong question again, Samael.
No.
I'm afraid so.
Oliver?
I must leave. I should have left before now. I should not have invited you back to the shop.
What are you saying?
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Oliver, wait, I don't understand.
All in time, little bit.
You're still here, but the call, it disconnected.
If you seek him, but do not search, then you will find him.
I wondered if you were him, but you're not, are you? You're someone else. Something else.
Ah. You're getting warmer.
I'm what? Gods, no, no! Oh, darling, no, you can't. The crystal ball. Nagisa said in the letter it had something to do with Madame Marie's power, but it didn't seem like she could look properly into it without Janet, or... No, Janet said... They said that if Madame Marie was close, all they could see was her bloke. What if it's him? What if it's the man in the flat cap? Revel, you're a genius! But the guy I just spoke to who scared Oliver... I don't know, I... He's not the man in the flat cap, I'm sure of it, but I know his voice, I know it. What? You want me to look at it? It's pointless, you know, it doesn't help. It doesn't work like a proper crystal ball, and it never makes any sense. Okay, fine. Madame Marie paces the floor of her studio. In her hand is a note. She hopes beyond hope that what she has done is enough. She hopes beyond hope that the bonds will hold and the strings won't come unraveled. But she has a plan in place. She has built it herself. The man in the flat cap and shell suit might be the broker of deals, and maybe he is the master of her power, but long before she met him, she had had her wits. It was her wits and her cunning that will save her now. Perhaps she shouldn't have taken the deal, but she is sure even now she holds cards that he cannot see. And yet still she must plan, because there is a chance she is wrong, like she was wrong about the boy, and she has to make sure the breadcrumb trail is left for him to follow. It's important to make him blind, she reminds herself. It was important to keep him weak. He cannot know the truth, not yet. That much she is certain of. But if it all goes wrong, and the man who walks here and there comes for her,
there will be nobody left to explain it. Nobody but the man himself. And Marie knows his words are acid. And then Madame Marie is not alone. There are three upon the threshold, here and there and nowhere at all. Their clothes are nondescript but for the one standing in the middle who wears a leather jacket. She tilts her chin, eyes distant, far away. She examines her nails with little interest. The one on her left sighs and combs a hand through their long, braided hair. The third, the smallest of the three, stares directly at Marie, a spitting fierceness in her eyes. Madame Marie does not quiver before them. The one in the leather jacket begins to speak. Would you like to hear a story? Madame Marie scoffs. Why on earth would I want that?
Have you heard the one about the hare and the tortoise? The hare challenges the tortoise to a race. The hare hippity-hops all the way to a few feet from the finish line and then stops for a nap. The tortoise catches up, overtakes the napping hare and wins. Not very sporting, is it? Well, what does this story teach us? Never trust a tortoise. Don't succumb to hubris. No. It teaches us that skill is arbitrary. Sportsmanship is arbitrary. Nothing matters. So why are you still trying to play by the rules?
This isn't a game. And if it was, we're all losing.
So take your piece off the board.
Can't you see that?
I'm trying. She was trying to... What? Stop. Stop playing the game? She did this. It's a game, a joke, a last hurrah. The room, it was set up. She labelled everything a trick. She used me like a trick. If you seek him but do not search, don't search. What if I don't want to find him? What if I just want to know? See. Right. You, crystal ball, or I don't know, whatever you are, show me the man in the flat cap. Madame Marie... folds the laundry. No! Not M, not her. I need to see him. Show me the man who walks here and there. Madame Marie. No! Show me the man who walks here and there. Show me. Show me.
If you search, you will never find him. If you seek him,
but it doesn't make any sense. Show him to me.
If you search, you will never find him.
I don't want to find him. I just want to see where he is.
If you search, you will never find him.
But... no.
Yes.
Who are you?
A mirror? Not for you. In me. You can find yourself.
I'm sorry? What? What are you talking about?
Death?
But I don't understand. Am I gonna die?
You will. In time.
Tell me what's going on.
I answer to you. Heir apparent.
Heir apparent?
Heir apparent to the blood rose crown. You speak and will be heard.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
You will. In time.
In time? Why does everyone keep saying that? Why won't anyone just tell me anything?
The price must be paid.
The price?
This debt will be paid in blood.
In blood? Wait, my blood?
More than you have lost already. Samael, heir apparent to the blood rose crown, you speak and will be heard.
And the price is paid in blood and roses. Wait, what did I just say? Oh, my throat. Oh. All you seek. Oliver, show me him. Show me where he's gone. Oliver Blynn crosses the threshold. He looks at the darkened sky and thinks of Samael and it hurts to know he was leaving behind. And it hurts. I can't, it's wrong. There's something wrong. It's like he's not dead, but he's not alive. Oh, I can't do this. Please, no. I don't want to feel it. I don't want to be in his head. I can't. Stop. Oliver. God, what's happened to him?
I cannot. It is not. I cannot bestow. I am only a mirror. I am but an echo.
An echo? Wait, the cards, the suit of spirits, wraith, ghost, echo. Is this you? Is it you?
I am Samael, my hollow envy, with heir apparent to the blood of those crowns.
What? No, you're not, that's me. I'm Samael.
I am only an echo.
What does that mean? Who's telling you what to show me? Why don't you ever just do what I ask?
Heir apparent, I answer to you.
That was me. I did that. I told it and it shattered. It just shattered. In a million tiny pieces. Oh, I feel so... tired. Faithful listeners, I'm sorry. I think I need to sleep. I'm going to try and call Oliver again. God, I swear, I don't know how I can be so tired. I slept all week, but I am. I'm so tired. I wish you a restful slumber, faithful listeners. Good night.
Radio is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 Share Alike International license. It was created by me, Pippin Adromaja, the voice of Sam Enfield. Will J. Cummings is the voice of Oliver Boleyn. Billy Bray is the voice of Scourge. Becca Barton is the voice of Indy. Eleanor Wood is the voice of M. Music is by Maybe Wednesday. If you like the show, let us know on Twitter at Hanging Sloths or stop by our website, hangingslothstudios.com. If you'd like to help us keep making Spirit Box Radio, you can send us a tip on ko-fi.com/hangingsloths or become a slothling on Patreon at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios, where you can get early access to episodes, plus loads of other great rewards. You can buy merch in our coffee shop, links in the description. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Get spooky.
Meow.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.